Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand.
We're back, it's 12 after.
And nothing.
800-531-3815, toll-free from coast to coast. Sweet Baby James on the vocals there. We're visiting with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill, who is a national speaker. She's the author of a book called Employee to Entrepreneur, The Employee's Guide to Entrepreneurial Success. She helps people and companies put their best foot forward in the marketplace all over the place, all over the country, and she's our good friend, Suzanne Mulvihill. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Good to have you back. She's also the president of a company called Profit Strategies Incorporated. Suzanne, I know that one of the things you've got on your mind is a little bit of news this week, I guess. It's not all that much news. It's just some new figures in kind of the same old news we've had for the last couple of years, and that's about unemployment.
Right, Jim. On Friday, the Associated Press released some news that the unemployment rate reached the highest rate in 9 years. About 10 million people in the country right now who are unemployed.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's a lot of folks. And I, as you know very well, and I know you want to talk to us about today, is the fact that a lot of times these kinds of situations are, this kind of a situation becomes really a factory for entrepreneurs. It creates entrepreneurial situations, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's an opportunity, you know, for employees, particularly the unemployed, to consider another opportunity instead of why can I not find a job? Mm-hmm. Or why is this not working the way I'd like it to work? What do I really want to be doing that I'm not doing?
You know, Suzanne, this is a human nature thing, and it's really emerging across the world right now. I don't know whether you have thought about this much, but I've been traveling outside of the country a few times in the last year or two. And it's been very interesting to me to talk to entrepreneurs when I go to those places and to talk to people in those countries and to see their attitude. Now, these are places where there hasn't been a lot of entrepreneurial activity. The governments have employed a lot of people. The big companies have employed a lot of people. And yet now those governments are saying, you know what, we're not going to be able to keep giving you guys jobs. You're going to have to do something on your own. And those factories, especially in Europe, a lot of those factories are laying off, those big companies are. And so what I'm seeing all over the world, in the places that I go and in America, is that more and more people are saying, you know what, I'm ready to do something on my own. I can't count on Big Brother country or Big Brother company to take care of me. I've got to make sure I take care of myself.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jim. And I think we're fortunate here in the United States that there is there's a support for the entrepreneur. You know, we do, just a few weeks ago in Orlando, a National Entrepreneurship Center opened, which was the second in the country, the first being out in California. And we have business incubators all across the country that are supported through, you know, local dollars and government dollars to really help small business owners.
The soil, there's no question that the entrepreneurial soil in America is very fertile. And one of the things that's making that fertile, Suzanne, is technology. It's amazing how technology is helping people to follow their dream, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct, and that's also part of why, with the job shortage, they've come to the conclusion that the technology, we don't need as many employees.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of this. Technology can work, you know, is working to our advantage, but it's also giving us opportunities to create change.
Well, you and I are certainly products of that fact, aren't we?
Absolutely.
I mean, you and I are leveraging technology to carve our own place out of the marketplace. What do you think it's like whenever the light comes on and the bell rings, or you know, there's that moment when you know something's going on, that you're ready to strike out on your own? What is it like?
Well, I can share with you my experience, and I've counseled hundreds of entrepreneurs who have been making or who have made the transition into entrepreneurship. And I think if we consider it as a process or a journey rather than, as one woman called it, how did you jump off the cliff? You know, to me, that scares me. That thought even just is frightening. You know, so it's not a jumping off the cliff. It's a greater discovery of who we are and then putting that into action in our entrepreneurial journey.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's an awakening of a sort.
Is there a moment when you know, when you know what's going on, that you know that this is the time? That happened to me once, actually. I think I came pretty close to that once, and I've talked about it on the show before. And when I said, you know, I don't think I want to give my resume out anymore. I think I just want to try this on my own.
Mm.
And there was some adversity there. I mean, it was a downsizing situation that created that. But it was just a point where I said, you know what, I think it's time. Do you think it builds in people more than anything? You think it's the kind of thing that they start? It starts out as a little bitty twinkle of a dream, and then it becomes something that just won't go away.
Yes, I think there's four factors that I have seen in people that are experienced this process, and one of them is what you're talking about, Jim, is a knowing. You just know that there's something more, and it's when we want to take action on it. But there's a knowing that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is a nagging, like what I call is a nagging, where it won't leave us alone. You know, I had finished my master's degree in business administration. I'm working in a high-level job, and there's something inside me that tells me, this isn't it.
Yeah.
You know? And that can be quite discouraging.
Mm-hmm. Well, it can be, especially, you know, you're sitting there, with your education, you're on track with your education professionally, and you got a good job, and people are depending on you, and you're saying, you know what, I've arrived, but I'm not happy with where I am.
Exactly. And the third is a yearning to do something more. And, you know, and that's kind of what I was experiencing was I knew, which was the fourth, is a feeling that there's something more. You know, I wasn't able to live at my potential at this particular corporate job, even though I was making great money, even though I had reached what I would call like a peak in my corporate world,
mm-hmm.
I still wasn't living to my potential. And I knew that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I really think it's healthy when this is the process. I have seen people who hadn't had any of this process. They were happy as an employee, and all of a sudden, you know, they were called into the office, and you know, one moment they had a job, and the next moment they didn't have a job.
Yeah.
But they had not gone through that process at all, and then all of a sudden they just decided, in the twinkling of an eye, they decided to start their own business. That's not as healthy to me as when it takes a little time, as when it builds in you. And we'll talk about this a little bit more. We got some more good things to talk about with our good friend Suzanne Mulvihill, the author of Employee to Entrepreneur 20 After. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm just beginning.
We're back. It's 23 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Suzanne Mulvihill is our guest and a good friend of ours. She's an old friend of mine and a member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of Employee to Entrepreneur. Suzanne, I'd like you to tell us how we can get your book, and I'd like for you to tell us about your website.
Great. Well, you can get the book through employeetoentrepreneur.biz. Get an autograph copy through that website there.
Employee to entrepreneur.biz. Okay.
And that's, like I said, you can get an autograph copy there. Or you can go through Amazon.com or order it through the top three bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Borders, or Books A Million.
Employee to Entrepreneur. Folks, if this is where you are, if you're in this point that we've been talking, at this point where that we've been talking about, it's building inside of you. You think there's something there, you're not sure. I'm sure Suzanne's book, Employee to Entrepreneur, will help you navigate those waters. Suzanne, your main website is profit-strategies.com.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's
right.
The main website.
What do we find when we get there?
You'll find my services, different seminars that I offer, as well as speaking engagements that I give, and my consulting practice in terms of marketing and business development.
And folks, I have availed myself of Suzanne's services before myself. And so I'm a client of hers, and I can promise you she does good work if you should happen to need anything that she offers. Suzanne, you did a project with another friend of ours, Terry Lanier, on Friday, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Jim, we did a tele-seminar, and together we put this together. It was called Secrets of Entrepreneurs Who Never Run Out of Customers, and it was part of Terry's WorkingSolo.com website, where as she reaches entrepreneurs across the world, and we had 150 people registered on Boss-Free Independence Day, 4th of July.
Wow, that's pretty good.
From 12 to 1. Yeah, there was 150 people signed up, and it was fascinating, Jim, to hear people, a gentleman from Singapore, you know, say, you know, they introduced themselves, quite a few people, mm-hmm. you know, said hello, and there was a gentleman from Singapore, there's a woman from Australia, we had somebody from the UK, and all across the United States. I've been receiving emails from people and books and just, you know, all kinds of information that this spearheaded and spurred many people.
And folks, you've heard me talk about the teleseminars before. I've conducted a couple of them, webcasts and which are also similar. And this is another example of how the technology is being leveraged, isn't it?
Yes, and it's people, because they could stay in their home or in their office and gain information. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a fascinating trend that's taking place.
Well, it's also another excellent way that small business owners can get training.
Yes.
Can make themselves available to training that 10, 20 years ago wasn't available.
Absolutely.
We couldn't, as you say, stay in our homes or our offices and get that kind of access. So that was pretty cool. But now, and we're going to have Terry on later in the week to talk to us about the remaining of those seminars that are going to be out there. Let's continue our discussion, though, on how to awaken this entrepreneurial spirit. What do you do when you don't know what to do? How do you told us that there are these four things that are emerging in us. We think we know. It starts nagging at us. There's this yearning. We start having this feeling. You know, how do we know it's not the flu or something, Suzanne? You know, what do we do about this? How do we work through this exercise?
Sometimes we might think we want to have a flu instead.
Or maybe we're in love or something.
Because it's a lot harder to deal with this than it is dealing with the flu. We just lay in bed and deal with the flu.
You know, one time my son was, I knew he was going with a girl, and he started, he was acting a little weird, you know, and I said, he thought he was sick. I said, I know what's wrong with you. You're in love. You know, falling in love and having the flu, sometimes it starts out like a similar thing. And also thinking you want to be an entrepreneur, folks, sometimes it feels like the same thing.
You're absolutely right, Jim. I think that's really important, especially because I've counseled hundreds of people in this transition. It doesn't always feel good. You know, it's because it's spurring us to grow professionally and personally.
Mm-hmm.
So what do we do when we don't know what to do? I've had many people ask me that. They said, well, I don't even know what I would do as an entrepreneur. You know, my suggestion is start writing.
Mm-hmm.
Start getting to know yourself better. That's the one suggestion. And the other one is to start making changes in your daily life. And this was something I did, Jim, because it took me 3 times to leave my job.
Just make yourself available to the possibilities?
Yes. Start, you know, if you walk your dog one way around the block, walk your dog the other way.
Huh.
If you never valet park, valet park.
See, you know, if you can live with a little bit of a disrupted life, so where everything's not in perfect order,
yes.
that kind of thing?
That's this, because I tried to quit my job without making any changes to myself.
Uh-huh.
Just writing a business plan and saving money. I did that twice. And it wasn't until I began to make changes myself, personally,
mm-hmm.
so that I could get used to change. Because entrepreneurship is about change. A job is about security. Entrepreneurship is about change.
Folks, these are solid gold perspectives that you're getting here from Suzanne. This is not something that came from that's coming from a podium. This is rubber meets the road stuff. And Suzanne, I got time for one more thought. Go ahead.
And you know, my other thought is just like I said, just get to know yourself as much as you can and make a decision. Make a choice. You can choose to become an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to make a conscious choice.
Suzanne, there's so much more we have to talk about, and I hope you'll come back real soon, and let's continue this discussion. I think we're hitting on something here.
Thank you, Jim. It's my pleasure.
Suzanne Mulvihill, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Employee to Entrepreneur. You can find it at employeetoentrepreneur.biz. Her regular website is profit-strategies.com. Check it out. I'll be right back with our good friend Christian Arnold. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.